We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio. You know I'm
hanging, looking forward to hearing that one tonight, Carl.
She sounds great.
Yeah. So Joan Jett, one of the bands that I'll get to see over at Busch Stadium tonight as my birthday present. Isn't that great? You know what else is a really good birthday present? My favorite author, Brad Thor, is releasing his book today on my birthday. Brad, I want to thank you for that and welcome back to the show.
Mark, not only is it a pleasure to be here, let me say I wanted to start the book tour this morning. You are my very first interview. I told David, my publicist, I want to be the first stop with you to say happy birthday. So happy birthday, my
friend. Thank you. Thank you, my friend. I do appreciate that. Best-selling author Brad Thor on the phone with us. You know, I think I had you on about a year ago, and I have to tell you, I appreciate you churning out one of these books a year because, you know, I finished the last one, and I can't wait to get my hands on Rising Tiger.
Well, you should have had one. I wrapped it and everything. I did a handwritten card, Mark. I mean, my kids were looking at me going, we don't even get this from Dad. Who's this guy, Mark, in Missouri? So anyway, I thank you. You were so generous to me last year. And I'm not kidding. You are the first stop on my national tour. So I'm thrilled to be back and to be talking to everybody in St. Louis.
Yeah, well, I appreciate that. I really do. Here's what I appreciate about it. And I tell people this all the time. We all celebrated Independence Day yesterday. And I played a soundbite earlier from a 100-year-old veteran who lived through World War II. And the guy's breaking down in tears because, you know, the direction he sees the country going. And he's upset that a lot of his friends in World War II died. And he feels like they died, you know, and things are changing now. This is not what they would have wanted. I hope that there's a character like Scott Harvath out there somewhere that I don't know about. I never need to know about that, but I hope that somewhere in our government we have operators like that who are watching out for our backs while we sleep.
We do, and we have many of them, and I like to say that there is no American dream without those willing to protect it, and we're very fortunate that we do have the men and the women that are out there doing some of this nation's most dangerous business. So my heart broke for that guy. My dad's a Marine. And it's tough. It's tough to look back at the way things were. And to a certain degree, we put a little bit of a shine on the past. America has been an ongoing, fabulous experiment, and it will continue to evolve and to change and all that kind of stuff. But we look back with rose-colored glasses on what we think are simpler times. You know, I grew up in the 70s. I would not want to go back to the 70s. So I'm very bullish on America. I think her best days are in front of her, and I will always take that position for this land that I love so much.
Well, Brad Thor, don't you kind of feel like you're back in the 70s sometimes with gas prices and inflation and pretty soon interest rates?
Yeah, I'm waiting for a killer bunny to go after the president, like happened with Carter and the malaise speech. It's just around the corner. Yeah, I mean, listen, history doesn't repeat, but it does rhyme. And my thing is that terrible stuff in the 70s helped bring us to Ronald Reagan and an incredible that's when I was a teenager, was in the 80s, and that was fantastic. I mean, what a great time. So we go through cycles. We can handle this. Nobody is better at it than Americans. And we have our ups and we have our downs, but our ups are always much better than our downs. So stay positive. That's
could not mind. Agree more. Yeah. New York Times bestselling author Brad Thor, our guest this morning. He's got a new book out called Rising Tiger. And I know you consult a lot with people you can never name in your books. This one kind of deals with the Chinese, correct?
It does. You know what, Mark? I got to tell you, two summers ago, in real life, Chinese troops crept over the Himalayas into India, and they went into this disputed border region where you're not allowed to have firearms. That's an agreement from the 1990s. And it was like Walking Dead. They came in with all of these homemade weapons. We're talking iron rods studded with spikes, baseball bats covered with barbed wire. And they went after a contingent of Indian soldiers there, and it was horrific. horrific. And when I read this story, I said, this is amazing. I want to know more about what's going on in this part of the world. And India is having a lot of trouble with China. And India is a natural ally for the United States. And I said, you know what? I'm going to set a spy thriller here. And I'm going to base it on the U.S. quietly wanting to set up an Asian version of NATO. And what might the Chinese do to prevent India from joining us in it? So that's the basis for Rising Tiger, my thriller for the summer.
And it's ripped right out of the headlines, as so many of your books are. We appreciate that. I'm sorry that I didn't get your gift in time, but I can't wait to read it when it does get here.
Well, yeah, it's just going to taste all the better for having to wait for it. I'll double check with my postman, and I just hope you have a fabulous, fabulous birthday, Mark.
It's shaping up to be that way. Brad Thor, thank you for your time. Rising Tiger, it's out today. Get it on Amazon or wherever you buy your books. I appreciate you, my friend. Thank you.
Thank you, my friend.
All right, see you now. Great to get him on here. What a great American, and what a great series. You're going to love Scott Harvath if you have not read his books before, by Brad Thor.
Get more at 971talk.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.